This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week you're going to hear a message that was actually given at Lebanon Presbyterian Church this summer in Lebanon, Ohio, where Peter Larson is minister. Bruce Larson, Peter's dad, was someone I heard speak numerous times over the years, and Peter asked me to come and preach on the subject of surrendered prayer. God bless you as you listen to part one and the message all this week on Cross Hope. I asked Randy and Chuck, may I use humor? Because some churches aren't too humorous, to be honest with you. And I mean that. I've been told in some churches, you can believe this or not, we prefer you not. I just spoke 15 times in India in February and March, and there were two churches that where I could preach in English without a translator, where they understood English well enough. So I had two opportunities to do that. So I thought I would ask the minister of one of those two churches, is it okay if I use humor? And he shook his head and said, I'd rather you not. And I said, well, will you tell me why? And he said, I'm afraid with the differences in the culture, they may not understand. And he said, here's what I'm afraid will happen, Randy. You will tell a joke and you'll tell the punchline and the people will just stare at you with a blank stare. And he said, won't that offend you? And I said, I'm used to that in Ohio. It's a common thing. So I'd feel very comfortable with that. We're going to talk about surrender and prayer today for this reason. Everybody surrenders to someone or something. Everybody does. People surrender to the culture. People surrender to peer pressure. People surrender to their own desires and temptations. Twice in the passage I read today, Jesus said, pray so that you won't yield to temptation. He knows something about that for you and for me. We need to pray so we don't yield to temptation. And my point today may surprise you in asking you to consider surrendering to the Lord in prayer with your life is because you're going to surrender to something. You know, some people surrender to bitterness. And they've been bitter for so long that they're identified with their bitterness. You've got people in your family like that. People surrender to anger. They've been angry so long that you've forgotten when it started. But they have surrendered to their anger, and that's the point I want to make at the beginning. We all surrender. We all surrender to something. Prayer is the most neglected spiritual element in most people's lives, including mine. And listen carefully. This is really important. It's not just a matter that we need to pray more, and doggone it, I need to pray more, and we just need to pray more often. It's more than that. It's having a heart of prayer where it's second nature to you, that you get to the place in your life where the most natural thing is to call out like David did in that video, Jesus, help me with this hiccuping. Can you pray to God about hiccups? Yes. You prayed about a lot smaller things than chronic hiccuping, and so have I. And the Lord wants us to take our requests to Him. And part of that is surrendering to the Lord. Goes like this. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. There's the surrender part. Not my will, but yours be done.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.